Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, September 22nd. People will have more places to return cans and bottles as more restrictions on retailers are lifted in a couple of weeks. As we hear from Rick Pluta, the policy was announced yesterday by the State Treasury Department.
Larger retailers with return machines in front of the store have been accepting cans and bottles since June. Smaller stores without machines, or those that required people to walk to the back to return bottles and cans, were supposed to wait. Ron Likes with the Treasury Department says that allowed stores to move employees into more crucial roles during the COVID-19 crisis, and it reduced the risk to customers and workers.
Not a full-blown opening, but it's getting closer and closer to back to a sense of normalcy with bottle returns.
There are limits on the number of returns, and stores can stop accepting cans and bottles if storage areas are filled. I'm Rick Pluta.
President Donald Trump says Democrats cannot be trusted to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court that was left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As Quinn Kleinfelter reports, the president used the vacancy as a key talking point during a rally last night in Toledo.
Filling the void left by Justice Ginsburg's passing has quickly become a central issue in the presidential campaign, and Trump told a crowd of thousands at an airport near Toledo, just across the border from southern Michigan, that their future rests on Republicans deciding who should join the Supreme Court.
If Joe Biden and the Democrats take power, they will pack the Supreme Court with far-left radicals who will unilaterally transform American society far beyond recognition.
The president pledges to nominate a woman to fill the vacancy and says he will announce his choice probably by this weekend. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
New data reveal obesity is at its highest level ever in Michigan. Experts say more than a third of Michigan adults are obese. Ray Faberman is with Trust for America's Health, which conducted the study. She says obesity is increasing faster in rural areas.
There's also an association between obesity and poverty. The pockets of most concern are very rural places where people, they might live in a food desert, which means that they don't have close access to a full-service grocery store. They also probably, you know, it's not a place that's conducive to walking. You have to drive places.
Feverman says having public transportation and bike lanes will allow individuals to make healthier food choices, and it will promote physical activity. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has formally dedicated a state office building with a new name that honors two civil rights pioneers. Kevin Lavery reports.
The former Lewis Cass Building in downtown Lansing is now the Elliott Larson Building. In 1976, State Representatives Daisy Elliott and Mel Larson co-wrote a landmark civil rights bill prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex, race, religion, and several other factors. Elliott was a Black Democrat from Detroit. Larson is a white Oakland County Republican. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the renaming is an important symbol of the values Michiganders stand for.
The momentous work that Mel Larson and Daisy Elliott did, we've all benefited from, whether we have known it or not. So I'm really grateful for the work that they did, and I'm really grateful to be in a position where we can do something to honor them for it.
Daisy Elliott died in 2015. She's the first Black woman in Michigan to have a state building named in her honor. In Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.
A group of Central Michigan University students say they won't stop protesting face-to-face classes. Emily Jones is the president of New America Project at CMU. She says that group will continue to protest for their Not Fired Up for Fall campaign.
The next people that we're trying to target are the Board of Trustees, so that might not look like a march. We'll probably be at a Board of Trustees meeting soon, and then we're also going to try to target alumni and just kind of hit the funding aspect of CMU as well.
Joan says her group wants face-to-face classes to be suspended. She says student workers and staff and faculty at CMU could use paid sick leave and have their jobs guaranteed when face-to-face classes can resume. It'll be partly to mostly sunny statewide today, highs in the low to mid-70s, 22 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Tuesday. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.